Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Chaplain Bostrom of the Senate. Remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Chaplain Bostrom.
Friends, please join me in prayer. Meet us, O Son of God, as we begin the business of our assembly today. Move us, O Holy Spirit, to quiet our hearts. Mend us, O Father, from yesterday's harms. Despite the challenges of yesterday, resurrect your peace. Despite the discouragements of yesterday, resurrect your hope. Despite the weariness of yesterday, resurrect your strength. Despite the doubts of yesterday, resurrect your faith. Despite the interpersonal conflicts of yesterday, resurrect your love. As we enter this new day, awaken us to our need of your grace, O Lord. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary will take the roll. Excused.
Absent or excused?
Excused.
Yeah. Mr. President, 47 members are present. 3 members are excused.
Quorum being present, the Senate's ready for business. Members will go to order of business number 4, messages from the governor.
Dear President Ellsworth, on Friday, April 28th, 2023, I signed the following bill, Senate Bill 99 Fuller. The bill has been delivered to the Secretary of State's office. Sincerely, Greg Gianforte, Governor. That is all, Mr. President.
Okay, we'll go to order of business number 5, messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate the following actions. The following House bills were on this day read 3 several times in past title and history agreed to and are herewith transmitted to the Senate for concurrence. House Bill 17, 19, 21, 22, 27, 33, 36, 37, 41. Senate amendments to the following were concurred in on third reading. House Bill 101, Gillette. House Bill 136, Bertolio. House Bill 241, Kassmeyer. House Bill 358, 364, 376, 491, 597. The following Senate bills were on this day read these times concurred in title and history agreed to and are herewith returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 534, Lynch. The House of Representatives on April 28th concurred in Senator amendments, Governor amendments to House Bill 458. The House on April 28th, 2023 concurred in Governor amendments to House Bill 596. The following Senate bills were on this day read 3 several times concurred in as amended title and history agreed to and herewith returned to the Senate for concurrence and House amendments. Senate Bill 95 Usher, 104 Fuller, 294 Usher, 296 Beard, 481 Glim, 506 Hertz, 507 Zolnikoff, 510 Fitzpatrick, 516 Gross, 518 Manzella, 528 Hertz, 529 Hertz, 536 Hertz. Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate Amendments to House Bill 185, introduced by Fitzgerald, was adopted on third reading by the House. Free Conference Committee Report on Senate Amendments to House Bill 260, introduced by Regeer, was adopted on this day on third reading by the House. The following Senate bills were not concurred in on third reading, and the bill is here returned to the Senate, Senate Bill 543, Boldman. That is all, Mr. President. Signed, Carolyn Cheetah, Chief Clerk of the House. That is all, Mr. President.
Okay, we'll go to order of business number 6, first reading and commitment of bills.
Mr. President, House Joint Resolutions 17 and 19, 21 to 30, 32 to 39, and 41 have been introduced and read. That is all, Mr. President.
Senator McCamey.
Mr. President, just one thing. I just want to make sure we did not read, Senate Bill 534 of the rostrum. That should not have been read over the rostrum, and if we did, we'll...
I did not.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Senator McCamey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I may be off the record now, the journal, for the purpose of an introduction.
You may.
Thank you. Today, committee, we have the family of our chaplain, one of our chaplains, Steve Bostrom, here in the gallery. We have his wife, Via, their daughter, Rachel, and her husband, Nathan, and their family, Noah, Maya, John, and Charlotte.
Welcome to the Senate. Without objection, we're going to go to order business number 11, special Orders of the day, Senator Heimbaugh.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to introduce some family again today. We talk about that once in a while, but my son-in-law has not been here this year. He was here the first year, but I'd like to introduce him and his family. My son-in-law, Travis Rapp, my daughter, Amy, Brenna, Lissa, and Camden, and my wife, Beth.
Welcome to the Senate. So we're on order of business number 11, Senator Heimbaugh. Would you like to say you're termed? So would you like that opportunity, Senator Heimbaugh?
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate you allowing me to talk today. Some people said we're coming in because you have your speech. I don't want to get in your way here, Senator Sales. And anyway, sorry about that, but I do have a few things that I want to say today. When Beth and I came up here this fall or this winter, in January when we come to the Capitol, after we had unpacked and that Sunday afternoon, we walked around the Capitol and we talked about how surreal this experience has been. You look around this beautiful building and we get to work in every day. All the beautiful people that we get to be around, all of you. And I might have to tell a joke pretty soon here. I'm not sure if we can get to it till we get perspective here a little bit. Anyway, and I get to be with all of you every day. I better think of that joke pretty soon here. And just the fact that we get to work with the Montana House of Representatives, we get to work with the governor and lieutenant governor, we get to work with all the statewide people, the lobbyists that we talk to every day, the people from Montana that we get to hear from every day, and they all have opinion how we should vote. But it's really been a surreal experience for me. And I'm still kind of a cowboy. I didn't really know what that word surreal meant. I had to look it up in the dictionary, but my wife told me I should use it. So anyway, it's been a real experience for me. And then what a staff we have. I mean, all the people that baby us and pamper us and smile at us. It's been quite an experience for me. Beth and I both grew up in. I better tell a joke here pretty soon, but anyway, we grew up in a pretty modest household. We had a lot, or we didn't have a lot, but we had what we needed, and we had lots of love. My life was pretty simple. We worked a lot. We were involved in our church. I better tell a couple sayings that my dad told me. One of them was, I'll get to going here in a minute. One of them was, I'm going to double your pay every year. That's when we were little. It took me just 3 or 4 years to figure out that two times zero was still zero. And, you know, and we, but that was kind of the mindset of us. That was what was important. Another saying that he said is, we're going to get 12 hours, we're going to get a half a day off today, 12 hours. And, you know, we didn't always get a half a day off. We worked some more, you know, because, and I had a hard time figuring that out too, but when you divide 24 by 2, it is 12. And so, anyway, I was, like I say, I was involved in, I rode the school bus every day. It was 5 miles to town. We lived on a ranch and farm, and so, you know, that was something that was maybe a little simpler than it is today. There was 9 of us kids. We had 1 bathroom. We took a bath on Wednesdays and Saturdays, even if we didn't need it. But that's just how simple things were when we grew up. I went to a small school in Turner, Montana, and it's north of the Highway 2, on just not very far from the Canadian line, kind of out in the boonies. You know, they call it the Big Flat out there. And so we had 180 kids in our school, the whole school, from kindergarten till, we didn't have kindergarten from first grade till the time we was seniors. I graduated from the biggest graduating class in the school, which was 18. And it's still the biggest class they've ever had there. So I mean, that's a modest deal that we grew up with. When you change that to being here and being with you know, some of the greatest people in Montana, it was a little bit surreal again for me to handle all that. But and I reflect on that quite often. I guess I'd like to thank some people. You know, one of them is my wife, of course. She's been here a lot. You see her. She knows more people around here than I do. And the other day, we were walking down the hall, and she was stopped and talked to somebody, and she said, "We'll be married 47 years this summer in July." And I, you know, I thought she's kind of proud of that. She said, 40. It feels like 47 seconds. Then she leaned over and told the lady underwater. And I don't really know what that meant, but it probably wasn't that good. But anyway, you know, like I said, I don't know how to turn on a computer, so it's been almost an essential to have her here. We talk about a lot of stuff, and you know, we're business partners, and it just everything we do, we talk about it. So anyway, I don't know what I said all that stuff for, but it, you know, I guess it's just what this is all about. The other people I need to thank is my family. My daughters were great as I've been here. They helped me in my campaigns. They helped me. They just talked a lot, and we reflected a lot about a lot of things. My sons are on the ranch, or I couldn't be here. And probably the biggest help are my grandkids. You know, it's always fun to see their perspective. And some of them don't have much of a perspective, but they just it's fun to hold them and do things with them. But so I guess that just and Senator Lang's calling me over here. I'm not sure what for, but anyway, it's good that he is, and because he's always he represents a district of where I lived up in Turner, and I have always admired Senator Lang, and thanks for reminding me of that, Senator Lang. So anyway, where was I at now? I can't remember. So the other people that I would like to thank are my siblings helped me and my constituents, the constituents of Weibel, Dawson, and Richland counties. They're great people, some of the greatest people in Montana, and I appreciate them a lot. Anyway, 7.5 years ago, this is where my speech is supposed to start, but 7.5 years ago when I, my state senator come to me and said, you have to run for the state senate because I'm going to change careers. He's now Congressman Rosendale. And so I said, well, man, I got to think about it for a little bit. And he said, well, you got a couple days. So we talked with my family a lot. We talked about what we wanted to do. We had been involved for a long time with the policies and government and in the Republican Party. I actually had my first coffee when I was for a candidate when I was in 1977. That was before a lot of you guys were born. But and so I knew what I wanted America to look like. So I thought about it a lot, like I said, we were involved a lot. Beth was president or vice chairman of the state Republican Women. I'd been on the executive board. We went to our first governor. Ball was Stan Stevens, and when he was elected to governor, that was in 1989, and so I knew what I wanted government to look like, and freedom was probably a big word that came to my mind a lot, and I know that, you know, there's lots of words that we use that maybe we use loosely. One of them might be freedom, and when you look in the dictionary and look at freedom, you understand that it's something that doesn't restrain you, something that allows you to do what you want. And so that's the big thing that I wanted to have. And by the way, I'm happy to be a proud member of the Freedom Caucus, and I still am and always will be. I think that's important to me. And so I would just like to read a couple things that talk about freedom. One of them is from the scriptures, and I'm not going to preach a sermon here, but I'm going to read a scripture that I think that has been a big deal for me in this whole thing. It's 1 Timothy chapter 2, the first four verses. It says, first of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life, freedom, in all goodness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to come to the knowledge of the truth. Freedom, so people can come to the knowledge of the truth. I think that's probably the core of my principles. I understand. I never voted right. All the time, I tried to, but it was hard to do. The senator in the front row talked me into voting for a $300 million mental health bill, and I voted for it once, and I haven't voted for it since. But that's I understand. I voted for House Bill 2 a couple times. That's certainly not right as far as it looks like to me. So I would say that I sure certainly haven't voted right, and I'm the first one that'll tell you that. But I would like to just tell you a couple. History is important to me, and there's some people that talked about freedom in some quotes. One of them is Benjamin Franklin, and he didn't necessarily use the word freedom in this quote, but he said, "Those who give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty or safety." There's a lot in that. We give up a little bit that we think we need to have one day just for a bunch of freedom. That's not a good deal. And Reagan, I use him quite a bit. He says, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream, it must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. I think, you know, that tells a lot. Probably the one that I've used a lot in my thoughts is one that George Washington said, freedom and property rights are inseparable. You can't have one without the other. I think that says a lot. Thomas Jefferson said, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. There's a lot in these quotes. Anyway, when Rosendale asked me to do that, I took a little long to decide. I talked it over with my family, and by that time there was two people in the primary already. So I had a three-way primary to start with. And so I always say that when I'm a little bit like an NFL quarterback that in recent years it would lay in the field and cry and whine and scream if he lost. And so I couldn't lose, so because I didn't want to cry and whine in the middle of the field. So I worked hard to win that thing. I walked, and I had a little bit of competition. The Conservative Solutions Caucus of the Republican Party campaigned against me. Both Farm Bureau and Stock Growers campaigned against me. My opponent owned a business in both Glendive and in Sydney, which are the biggest towns in my district. My opponent also was the mayor of Sydney. So I had to work hard to get it done. But the thing that, and I come to this point, the thing that I've done that was the best thing that I could have done, and it taught me a big lesson, is that we was at a forum one day, and my two opponents were able to talk first, and they were telling everybody what they were going to do for them, what they were going to give them. You know, they were going to build this and build that and give them money for this. And I got up and said, all I said was, if you guys want more government, vote for these guys. If you want less government, vote for me. And the reporter was kind of a snot-nosed reporter, not like the ones we have back here. They're good ones. But he was going to prove to me that was a wrong statement. So he put it in every paper that he had. And that was the best thing that ever happened, because people don't want government to take care of them. People don't want government to be their boss. And you're going to hear some noise from, and this is for you guys that are going to be here for a while, you're going to hear noise from people saying, you need to do this because your people want it, because there's going to be a few loud ones. But let me tell you, people don't want government telling them what to do. In fact, another quote from Reagan is, if more government is the answer, that was a really stupid question. And I think that's really how we need to handle this. It's government isn't the answer to what we need to do. If you need to give something to people, the best thing you can give is freedom. The second thing, and Senator Ellsworth or President Ellsworth said I could talk as long as I wanted, but he said we have till tonight, and I'm about done. But the second thing that was eye-opening to me was when we had a bonding bill here. I think that was my first session, and it had a lot of money for Richland, Dawson, and Weibo counties, and everybody, from lobbyists to even some conservatives, from all kinds of people, not all kinds of people, a few people back home said, you vote for this, you don't vote for this, and you're toast. Don't listen to them, guys, because people want freedom. I didn't vote for it. They spent a lot of money trying to beat me the second time, and they got 28% of the vote. I didn't spend any. So what I'm saying is people want freedom. Don't listen to the rhetoric about what they want and what they don't want. The third experience that I had that I would like to tell you about, I think it was my second session that I was standing in the hall, and I like to talk to people, you know, whoever's there. I like to go introduce myself to them. And this lady said, "We have this great program. I don't even remember what it was. We need to fund it." And so I thought about it. I was there with her for a minute, and I said, "Well, the government don't produce money, and they don't have money. Who should we steal it from?" And she didn't know what to say. She was dumbfounded. But that's what we do every day. Every time we have a program here that somebody wants or somebody needs, think they need, we steal it from somebody to give it to them. I think that's a perspective we need to look at, because we're taking it from somebody. I don't care if it's somebody thinks it's rich or somebody that's worked hard and has a few things. But if we steal it from them, then give it to somebody else. That's not how it should be. So, and I guess, you know, that's what I would like to leave with everybody. And I don't know if I, like I say, I haven't voted right here all the time, but that's always been my thoughts when I go to push the button. Sometimes I got red button, and I've been called the Senator No a few times. In fact, my opponent last time wrote to me at the end of the session last year, well, there was about 2 weeks left, and he said, "Does your yes button work?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. I'm going to have it looked at during the interim, but I don't think I'll need it the rest of the year." So he was a little offended by that, but that's, you know, basically my thought is if you don't understand the bill, maybe you should vote no, and I'm pretty stupid, so I vote no a lot. So, but anyway, I appreciate, you know, I when I reflect back when I came here, I was pretty rookie-ish. Senator Bladesdale was my president of the caucus that year, and I appreciate him a lot. Fred Thomas was the majority leader, and I appreciated them. They helped me a lot. Senator Bladesdale became the president, and after that, and he done well. And I was really good friends with Senator Smith, and Senator Ellsworth has been a good friend of mine, and also Senator Fitzpatrick's been our majority leader, and I appreciate you all you've helped me with. One person that's helped me a lot is Senator Regeer, being chairman of the judiciary. I seen him every morning, and he had to put up with me once in a while, and had to even bat me down once in a while. But he, you know, I just appreciate all you guys, and thank you for what you've done.
Senator Heimbaugh, thank you for your service. That objection will go to order business number 7, second reading of bills.
Mr. President, I move the Senate resolve itself in the Committee of the Whole for the consideration of business on second reading.
You've heard the motion of the majority leader. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. So ordered.
Mr. President, I'm going to move to pass consideration of Senate Bill 530 and Senate Bill 550 for the day. Both are by Senator Hertz.
Without objection, so ordered. Members, now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 72. Clerk, read title and history of the bill.
Senate Resolution 72, introduced by Sales, a resolution of the Senate of the State of Montana concurring, confirming, and consenting to the appointments to the coal board made by the governor and submitted by written communication dated April 13th, 2023 to the Senate.
Are there any corrections to the title and history of the bill?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the section.
Section 1.
Members, now before you for your consideration, Senate Resolution 72. What is your pleasure, Senator Sales?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance to Senate Resolution 72.
Senator Sales.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, what better place can we be when you woke up this morning, beautiful Montana, almost the end of April, and it's not snowing. We've got blue sky, and you have the privilege to be in a Senate seat. So with that, I'm going to bring you Senate Resolution 72. Some of you may not know, but there are seven members appointed to this by the governor, and a couple of the items, they have to be from one area that is impacted by coal, and then two, be familiar with education. So the three folks that we have today, one is a reappointment. Mr. I believe it's Schaaf, could be Schaaf, but he's from Roundup, and he is a reappointment, and he's also in that education sector that I talked about. And the other two, Ms. Tutvit and Jones, are new applications, and Ms. Tutvit is from the education sector, and then, of course, Ms. Jones is from the impacted area. We did have a good hearing. We had all, of course, proponents coming in, and we did have a good senator that sits behind me that does live in that coal-impacted area that also spoke highly of him. So I would give these folks a green. Thank you.
Discussion on the motion. Senator Zelnikov.
Thank you, Mr. President. Obviously, we don't stand up on these very often, but I had the unique ability to actually know all three of them. One of them, Mr. Schaaf, I don't know if we can say their names, but he was a teacher in Roundup High School when I went there, and he was also a track coach and a very involved person in the community. But one fascinating thing about him is he taught a smaller group of students about like the not just the cultural side of Montana, but the history of our community, and it was a very unique thing that some of the students got to go on and actually explore the depths of it. So not only is he from Roundup, not only is he an educator, and not only is it a coal area, but he understands the state, he understands the region, he understands the community. So I'm extremely, I'm very happy and gracious to support all three of these people, and including Mr. Schaaf. So as you say, with teachers, you cannot help but say Mr. in front of them. So I wish you all vote yes. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, would the senator care to close? Senator Sales, would you care to close? Senator's closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Sales. When this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 72, recommend the same do adopt. Many of those agree? Push yes. Those disagree, push no. The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 senators vote aye and 3 senators vote nay.
47 senators haven't voted aye, 3 haven't voted no. House Senate Resolution 72 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 74. What is your pleasure, Senator Menzella?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 74.
Senator Menzella.
Mr. President, we have the honor of approving the appointment of the governor for the Board of Aeronautics, and we have some very qualified personnel to consider today. The Board of Aeronautics advises the Department of Transportation and has statutory authority over the allocation of airport development loan and grant funds and pavement preservation grant funds. The board consists of 9 members from a variety of aviation-related backgrounds, as well as 1 member of the public. And today we're considering Matthew Prinke. He fulfills the qualifications as a member actively engaged in aviation education in the state, and he is currently the assistant professor at the Rocky Mountain College's aviation department. Robert Bergenson fulfills the qualification as a fixed-based operator. He is currently the general manager at the Edwards Jet Center in Billings. Bill Lepper fulfills the qualifications as an interstate airline member. He currently works as the RB Aviation out of Whitefish. and not only as a captain and chief pilot, but also as the director of operations and chief operating officer. And Tom Scholenben fulfills the qualification as a member of the general public. While he does have aviation experience, that is not his day job. He is an attorney by trade from Stevensville, the area that I represent. And because of this quasi-judicial board, one of the members needs to be an attorney. So with that, Mr. President, we do have a very good slate of appointments here, and I ask for a due concur.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senators, close. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Manzella when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 74, recommend the same do adopt. As many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk, record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators haven't voted aye. Senate Resolution 74 has been adopted. Members, now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 73. What is your pleasure, Senator Regeer?
Mr. President, I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 73, Mr. President.
Senator Regeer.
Members of the Senate, these are the appointments to the Board of Crime Control. And you go through that list, I think you're going to recognize some of them. Lori Barron is in education in Whitefish. Eric Bryson, a lot of you have dealt with him from Mako here in the Capitol. Richard Kern from Poplar. Amanda Myers, Great Falls. Beth McLaughlin, Helena. Katie Ruiz Haver. Brent Chandelson, Missoula. And Katie Weston. It's really a diverse group, but very qualified group, and I urge your green light.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senators, close. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Regeer when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 73. Recommend the same do adopt. As many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk, record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators have voted aye. Senate Resolution 73 has been adopted. Members, now before you for your consideration, House Bill 185, the Conference Committee. Senator Wellborn, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. President. Excuse me. Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise and report, having had under consideration Conference Committee report to House Bill 185, that the same be adopted, Mr. President.
Senator Wellborn.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Basically, this came out of Conference Committee 6-0. What it did is this bill was amended in Finance and Claims. Amendments were rejected, obviously, when it got to the House side. So what we did as a committee is funded it back to the exact level that it showed up to us in Finance and Claims. These are dollars from the university system for a program that they run through the Extension Service at Montana State for fighter training and services around the state. This touches every big and small community. We feel it was the right thing to do in Conference Committee, and I would ask for a green vote. Thank you.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senators waved off. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Wellborn when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Conference Committee for House Bill 185, recommend the same do adopt. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk or record the vote.
Mr. President, 46 senators vote aye and 4 senators vote nay.
46 senators haven't voted aye, 4 haven't voted no. House Bill 185 has been adopted. Members, you now have before you for your consideration the Free Conference Committee for House Bill 576. What is your pleasure, Senator Usher?
Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration the Free Conference Committee report to House Bill 576, that I recommend the same be adopted.
Senator Usher.
Thank you, Mr. President. So this bill, basically, it's been around the world a couple times, and All we did was change a few words to get in line with the Water Quality Act or not to conflict. So DEQ is happier with that, and it seems like everybody's happier with that. So let's just get it done.
Discussion on the motion. Senator Denwell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I served on this conference committee, and I'm a big no on both the amendment and the conference committee report and the bill, because what the amendment did. First of all, the bill purports to set compliance for water quality standards, as Senator Usher mentioned. But what this amendment does, it doesn't require any standard be established. So it opens this bill up to lots of legal misinterpretation. And what we're talking about, water quality off the mine site, farmland, ranch land, and the regulation we have now is 50 years old, and it's working just fine to make sure we have good water quality for irrigation, for livestock, someone's private property, downstream, downriver of the mine. And so on page 16 of the amendment, it wasn't in the original bill, but was added in conference committee. They've stricken language that would allow for coal mine permits to be issued without requiring that baseline water quality be gathered in advance. So that plus the lack of standard for water quality, I think, means Katie bar the door, and will be very detrimental to farmers and ranchers. The amendment's unnecessary, and I would also encourage you to vote for the bill. I just want to vote against the bill. I just want to give you a couple of examples of what we did in conference committee, and I was one of the no votes. On page 8 at the bottom, the committee watered down the definition of material damage. On line 27, I said, what is long-term or permanent? What does that mean? Like, how many years are we talking about? Are we talking about 5 years that you can degrade somebody's property for 5 years, 100 years, in perpetuity, which is a term of art in environmental science? They said, no, not in perpetuity, and just kind of long term, well, what does that mean? So that opens it up to legal interpretation. And then they took out another term of art in environmental science, which is degradation, and put in adverse change on that same line. And then on page 16, there is also some language that really waters down the protections here. So, like I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And end up destroying the quality of the water in the meantime. So please vote no on the conference committee report and on the bill later. Thank you.
Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to reiterate comments on this bill. This was opposed by, half a dozen landowners that were affected by coal mines. And they were happy with the current law, the way it was. This amendment doesn't improve 576 in any way. I'm certain they are all still adamantly opposed to this. And I'm going to vote for agriculture and vote against this amendment as well.
Senator Gillespie.
Yeah, Mr. President, maybe a question for the carrier.
Well, the carrier yield.
Sure.
Senator.
Yeah, Mr. President, Carrier. As was just pointed out, there were a number of opponents during each of the sessions here, but in your mind, did we get any of that? Is there any more satisfaction on their side of the issue that their land is going to be restored to where it is conducive to raising cattle and farming and all those sorts of things that were kind of in question.
So, Mr. President and Senator, one, in conference committee, we did not have any of that. Two, this does make it better. We changed some wording from degradation to adverse effect, specifically to, merge it with the meaning in the Water Quality Act. So this makes it much better. All of the opponents are my constituents. I haven't seen or heard of any of them. They're not the biggest people in the community that come forward. They've not come to me in the past, so I'm not sure. I mean, I know who they are, but I've never met them at any open meetings that we've had in the community about this issue.
Seeing no further discussion, would the senator care to close?
Mr. President, also wanted to point out that the good senator that opposed it over there did sign the conference committee report. Most of what was discussed on this was not on the amendment. It was on the bill. We've already passed the bill. This is only supposed to be on the amendment. The amendment makes it better.
Question now arises on the motion of Senator Usher when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration free conference committee for House Bill 576, recommend the same do adopt. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 33 senators vote aye and 17 senators vote nay.
33 senators haven't voted aye and 17 haven't voted no. Free conference committee for House Bill 576 has been adopted. Members, you now have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 285. What is your pleasure, Senator Glenn?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 285, I recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. President.
Senator Glenn.
Thank you, Mr. President. This we went over to the House, and we actually got some amendments on that made the department agree with us on this bill. In particular, we addressed the trigger value issue, and we actually got some science into that. So this made it a great bill. I encourage a green vote.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senators waved off. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Glenn when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 285, recommend the same do concur. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 35 senators have voted aye and 15 senators have voted nay.
35 senators haven't voted aye, 15 haven't voted no. House amendments to Senate Bill 285 have been concurred in. Members, you now have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 522. What is your pleasure, Senator Zolnikoff?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 522 be amended across the... Nope, that's not right. Thank you, Mr. President. Sorry, I can't read this morning. I move that when this committee does rise report after having had in consideration the House amendments to Senate Bill 522, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Zolnikoff.
That took a second. I must apologize for that. This amendment on here allowed for the statutory appropriation to the human to the hotel rooms for the violence of human trafficking and domestic violence victims. So I just want to thank our staff, because I wouldn't have figured this out. The bill obviously came from the Senate side, went to the House side. It's a statutory appropriation. It's not from the general fund. It's from the lodgings tax. So 60.3% or something along those lines went to the tourism side. We take it down 0.1%. That's all the language did was clarify it. And I just ask for due pass. Thank you.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator's closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Zolnikoff when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 522, recommend the same do concur. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 senators vote aye and 2 senators vote nay.
48 senators haven't voted aye and 2 haven't voted no. House amendments to Senate Bill 522 have been concurred in. Members, you now have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 334. What is your pleasure, Senator Esp?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration the House amendments to Senate Bill 334, recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. President.
Senator Esp.
Mr. President, members of the committee, the House simply put on some amendments that we didn't have quite ready when it left here. The bill works better now and improves the process.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senators waved off. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Esp, when this committee does rise a report after having under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 334. Recommend the same do concur. As many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 senators have voted aye.
50 senators haven't voted aye. House amendments to Senate Bill 334 have been concurred in. And members, if you look at your sheets, there was a mistake on printing, so that's the reason why we skipped there. Members, you now have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 442. What is your pleasure, Senator Lang?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill or the House amendments to Senate Bill 442 that recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. President.
Senator Lang.
Thank you very much. This is a bill that invests in Montana, and it's going to invest in Montana with a lot of without government overreach of doing things. We passed this bill out of financing claims 19-0. We passed it out of this House chamber 49-1. When it went into the House, we had some confrontation with how the Habitat Montana money could be funded. We had to get the amendments on, so Fishing Game, U.S. Fish or Montana Fishing Game was endorsing the bill at that point. And we added amendments, so the Fish and Wildlife and Parks on concurrence. This had happened you know, in the past when we'd run sage-grouse bills, we did not know exactly how to run the money from Habitat Montana and the Fish and Game give us the right appropriation on that. It went over to House of Probes, came out 17-6. With these amendments, it makes it a better program, and all of Montana will benefit. Thank you, Mr. President. Please concur with it.
Is there a discussion on the motion? Senator Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to credit the good senator from Malta again. This is a bill that's got broad support. He created one heck of a coalition, and I think this is quite a legacy for him. And this will be remembered by counties, conservation groups, veterans groups, et cetera, down the road. This is a good amendment. I hope you support it. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the question now arises on the motion of Senator Lang when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 442, recommend the same do concur. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 senators have voted aye and 2 senators vote nay.
48 senators haven't voted aye, 2 haven't voted no. House amendments to Senate Bill 442 have been concurred in. Members, you now have before you for your consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 561. Clerk, what is your pleasure, Senator Heimbach?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman or Mr. President. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 561, that they be concurred in.
Senator Heimbach.
Thank you, Mr. President, and committee members. This situation is something that the Fed has feds have thrown at us, and we just need to make it work for our rancher, farm and ranch community. As we all know, it's the biggest industry in the state of Montana, and our health care system in the ranching business has worked for 50 years, how we've had it. And basically what we're trying to do is figure out a way to get the medicines for cattle and for animals, farm animals, to across the state to the producers. And we're going to set up some vet tech or some retail stores so that can be shipped to places where there's no vets. And then we'll have a process to where we can get scripts from the vet and maybe even vet techs, dispensaries to come in and probably both, and so that we can allow this process. When we first heard this, we just used some models from other states, and so we put our touch on it. The Department of Business and Labor helped us a bunch. Ms. Bao over there helped us a lot in making this amendment. So we've amended it. So we think it's a good bill, and we'd appreciate a yes vote on the amendments. Thank you.
Discussion on the motion. Senator Lane.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think this is a great bill for agriculture in Montana, and I want to commend Senator Heinbaugh for fighting against the feds. As most of you know, we have a lot of federal rules that are passed that affect us in Montana. They don't understand the way we do things out here. In fact, one of the federal agencies years ago wanted to know how much we were paying our cattle guards. And most of us in Montana know what a cattle guard really is. But anyway, this is a good bill, and I really want to thank Business and Labor. I think it's a tribute to our governor and his staff that he has in his state right now, that those people came across the wall and said, we want to work with the stakeholders, which Senator Heinbaugh was leading, and they got a good bill out of this. Thank you very much.
Senator Gillespie.
Yeah, Mr. President, members. Yeah, this is a big me too on my part. Very, very important, especially these farm and ranch families that are way out in the middle of nowhere. Why, they're really in a dilemma, or would be in a dilemma without this. So a big support, please.
Seeing no further discussion, with the senator care to close? Senator waves off. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Heinbaugh, when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House amendments to Senate Bill 561, recommend the same do concur. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators have voted aye. House amendments to Senate Bill 561 have been concurred in. Secretary will read the report.
Mr. President, first, move the committee rise and report.
You've heard the motion of the majority leader. All those in favor say aye. As opposed, no. The ayes have it. Secretary will read the report.
Mr. President, we are committee of the whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, respectfully report as follows. Senate bills passed for the day, 530-550. Senate rules resolutions adopted, 72-73-74. Conference committee adopted House Bill 185. Free conference committee adopted House Bill 576. House amendments to Senate bills concurred in. Senate bills 285, 334, 442, 552, and 561.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the committee report.
You've heard the motion of the majority leader. All those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote, or secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes.
48 members haven't voted yes. The committee of the whole report has been adopted. That objection will go to order of business number 9, motions. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's start. I want to move to reconsider our action on House Bill 8.
Okay. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the bill which provides bonds for renewable resource projects in the state of Montana, primarily water projects. It requires a 3/4 vote. It did not, even though we had more than a majority yesterday, we did not have the 3/4 vote. So I'd ask that we reconsider this to keep the discussion going on the bill.
Okay, we'll allow for 2 proponents and 2 opponents. Proponents. Seeing none, opponents. Senator Lang, are you a proponent? Are you a proponent, Senator Lang, or
yes.
Opponent?
I guess I'd like to, we didn't have enough votes, Mr. President, to get the three quarters. Is that what that was while we're doing this reconsider?
Senator, yes.
Okay. I think this bill needs to be passed. And if I think that we don't have the vote to get the three quarter between the House and the Senate, we need to reconsider and do that, if that's what's going on here.
Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wasn't given any indication that this was going to be reconsidered today. I'd like to take a recess before we move forward on this.
Okay, and let's get the short title, Mr. Majority Leader, on that House Bill 8.
It's up there.
I need it.
Oh.
Renewable resource bonds and loans.
Okay. We'll take how long a recess, Mr. Minority Leader?
15.
Take 15 minutes. Come back. Senate will come to order. So, members, first to be clear, the motion to reconsider is a simple majority, and then we'll be potentially voting on House Bill 8 again. And that does take 38 votes, which is three quarters. So we'll allow Mr. Majority Leader.
Just a further clarification on that. This is reconsider, so we're reconsidering our action on third. If this motion advances, the bill will go to third reading on Monday. On all these supermajority of votes, I think it's, I want to make sure something's very clear. The second reading vote simply advances the bill to third. It is the third reading vote that then counts. So this bill, whatever the vote total was, as long as it was more than 26 on second, it will advance to third. And then the third reading, that's where we would need to get the three-quarter vote in order to pass the bill.
Okay. So you've heard the, well, let's go with proponents. Seeing none, opponents. Seeing none, will the senator care to close on his motion? Senator's closed. On the motion to reconsider our action on House Bill 8, all those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 27 have voted yes, 21 have voted no.
27 haven't voted yes, 21 haven't voted no. The motion carries. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have a couple conference committees here. I move to, we'll start with House Bill 941, Mr. President. This is by Representative Frazier. Establish a dog training and socialization program in the state prison. Mr. President, I move the Senate seat to the request of the House and appoint a conference committee on House Bill 941.
Appoint Senator McGilvery as chair, Senator Usher, and Senator Fox.
And then, Mr. President, I have another one, House Bill 229. This is by Representative Hopkins, generally revised marijuana laws related to testing. Mr. President, I move the Senate seat to the request of the House. The President be authorized to dissolve the conference committee and appoint a free conference committee to meet with a like committee from the House to confer on House Bill 229.
Okay. Appoint myself as chair, Senator Friedel, and Senator Pope.
And then one more motion, Mr. President. I'm going to. Earlier today, we had a bill. It came over from the House. It came late. So, Mr. President, I move to suspend the rules to receive Senate Bill 534 by Senator McGilvery, constitutional amendment on redistricting.
Okay. So the motion is to suspend the rules, reconsider action on, or bring to accept 534. And this takes two-thirds, correct?
That's correct. It's a two-thirds vote, and this is a non-debatable motion. So we just go to the board, Mr.
Okay,
President.
Okay, we'll just go to the board. All those in favor, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has everyone voted? Does anyone wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 31 have voted yes, 17 have voted no.
31 haven't voted yes, 17 haven't voted no. Motion fails. We'll go to order of business number 12, announcements of committee meetings. None. Okay. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. So what we'll do is we'll come back at 1 o'clock on Monday. And just so everybody knows, kind of the pace of the of this final week is going to change. What we'll probably come in here and have, we'll start on Monday at 1, and then we'll probably have multiple sessions during the day so that committee reports from conference committees and so forth can be read over the rostrum, and we can process those and get those through and through the board so that we can leave here in an expeditious manner. So with that,
One second, I've got Senator McCamey lit up there, so Senator McCamey.
Thank you, Mr. President. Maybe off the record now, the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
You may.
Thank you. Up in the gallery, I have a friend from Seattle who also happens to work with my son, Gary Langenbach, and he's here for the funeral of his 98-year-old uncle who served in World War II, but Gary Langenbach from Seattle.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Zolnikoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe there's a free conference committee for Senate Bill 351, 10 o'clock Monday morning, and I believe Bogner and Senator Olson are on that. So going off memory there.
Okay, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned until the hour of 1 o'clock on May 1st, 2023, the 86th Legislative Day.
You've heard the motion of the Majority Leader. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. Senate will reconvene Monday at 1 o'clock.